Welcome to the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, your best podcast spot for all things Cleveland Guardians baseball. Presented by WaitingForNextYear.com. Follow Matt on Twitter at Dairy Speaks and Todd at TDGuardiansKU. The Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast is on the air.
And we welcome you in, everybody, to another episode of the Dairy Brothers Guardians Cast, WaitingForNextYear.com, Evergreen Podcast Network. Matt and Todd with you, talking about your first place Cleveland Guardians. They won 7 of 8. They continue to just pitching, defense, timely hitting. Do we start an extend Josh Naylor campaign? What is going on here,
yes,
Todd? This has been a phenomenal start, 16-6. And they just keep cruising, man. And everything's clicking right now. Another great week and a sweep of the A's this weekend.
I can't even believe that. I mean, listen, I picked us to win 75 games. I thought we were going to start out, go out west, look like garbage. You know, Gavin Williams wasn't on the team to start the season. Shane Bieber makes 2 starts. We still have no idea what to make of the starting rotation. We had no idea what was going to be in the bullpen and who was going to step forward. We had no idea who was going to step forward in the lineup and hit. And it's like that 2022 recipe is back. I don't know if it's Austin Hedges' mojo. I don't know if it is, you know, just last year, some step back from some of the key players who have now come back forward and taken over bigger leadership roles and are hitting, like Stephen Kwan and Andrés Giménez and Josh Naylor. But the top 4 in this lineup every day, it's like they're all getting on base, they're all driving guys in, and then the guys at the bottom are, you know, one game here it's Freeman, one game here it's Arias, one game here it's Rocchio, you know, whatever it might be, they're getting just enough. And 11-0 when they score first. 11-0! It's crazy town, man.
They've played 7 series, Todd, and they've won 6. And the only one they didn't win was playing the other team that's right there atop the American League, and the Yankees, who are very, very good. And you talk about top 3s and 4s. I mean, you know, when the Yankees are you know, trotting out Volpe and Soto and Judge. I mean, to be honest with you, Jose Ramirez is like the 4th cog right now. If we're talking Kwan, Giménez, and Naylor, Jose's like in 4th place. If you're
driving in a lot of runs, but it's not like he's, you know, hitting 3.
No, he's not even scalding yet. Yeah. Right. But you know, even today, just the at bats, like that Giménez at bat to make it 2-0, the RBI single, 8 pitches, works the count, fouls some of Stripling's pitches off. You know, their approach is really good. Freeman last night, his approach in that late inning at bat where he lined the single to right and extended the lead. Taxon, Tim Herron comes in. Guy's funny. Told you about Gattis, man. I told you. I was there last night watching him dial it up. It was great. And it's exciting. And it's an exciting brand of baseball. They're going first to third. They're making defensive plays. You know, Freeman's diving catch the other night. And the starting pitching hasn't even been great yet. I mean, these guys are all getting into the 6th and walking a lot of people. Logan Allen walked a ton. Tanner Bibee's walking a lot. You know, Ben Lively's pitching in the rotation. Carrasco's a circus every start, but somehow gets out of it every time. What if the starting pitching gets better? Because it needs to.
It has to. I mean, right now, as you mentioned, Carrasco's essentially a 5-inning pitcher at this point. Do we agree? Like, if you get 6,
not even. You're lucky to get 5 out of them.
Exactly. It's a bonus if you're getting 6. Ben Lively, we have no idea what we're getting there. Tristan McKenzie, let's be honest. He's made 4 starts. 2 of them have been against Oakland, who is arguably the worst team in baseball, or one of the worst teams in baseball. Those have been the only 2 starts he's looked semi-decent. But even then, I mean, I know the other night, you know, they won, and Friday night he pitched decently, but like his command is still not there. Definitely not. You know, if you were going into the playoffs tomorrow, would you be comfortable with him starting game 2? I wouldn't. And Bibee was good today, but he hasn't been his sharpest yet either. No. Logan Allen has been fine. But again, no one's there since Bieber went down. No one has stepped forward to be the dominant starter. Now, the good news is Gavin Williams, you know, he threw a 30 pitch simulation this week. It seems like he's going to go out on a rehab stint, and he should be coming back around pretty soon, which will be good. Lively, again, it was one start. He looked pretty good. I mean, you know, the stats will tell you he went five innings and gave up two runs, but that one run was that joke balk call, you know, that technicality balk call, which was total bullshit. And then the next pitch, he struck the guy out and he was fired up in Boston. But I'm most impressed this week to go into Boston and take three of four. I mean, listen, I know this Boston team is not great, but when was the last time you remember the Indians / Guardians going into Fenway and playing this well and coming back after blowing a game? And you know, I mean, they're just, they're relentless. They really are relentless. I'm loving Steven Votebal. I really am.
Votebal. It sounds like Actaball.
Well, I know I can't come up with anything better right now.
By the way, you know, everybody can say, oh yeah, the Red Sox. Red Sox just swept the Pirates this weekend in Pittsburgh. Did you realize that?
I did not know that.
So they're not good. Don't get me wrong. Boston's not good. I mean, they're
the worst team in that division, but still,
they're still 13-10.
It's always challenging playing in Fenway against that.
And I know Devers got hurt and O'Neill got hurt in the series. I get that, but still.
Yeah, no, right. Devers didn't miss a game against us. O'Neill did, but Devers never missed a start. So
I think you're right. But like, regardless, it's just, and we're brought to you, by the way, by the Center for Advanced Dentistry, Rise and Grind Fitness, of course, and Breaking Tea t-shirts. A lot to get into today, including my quick trip in. Sat in your seats last night. I have a lot to say about the stadium because I think they did a really good job with it. And whoever this DJ is, I think I forgot his name.
Nick Gambone, baby. That guy freaking rules.
He's unbelievable how good he is. That was a highlight for my wife. She loved the jams.
Yeah, he plays a lot of 90s hip hop and R&B. That's why he's so great.
Yeah, it's phenomenal. But you know, regardless, look, I get it. There's people that are going to say this. There are going to be national people that say, "Oh yeah, Guardians. What's up with that?" Soft schedule. You'll hear it. Soft schedule. They played Oakland twice. They played the White Sox. They played a bad Twins team. They're bad. The Red Sox are bad. But like, they're still, if you watch them play every day like we do, they're playing the game the right way. They're pitching it. They're catching it. You could see the guys are bringing it. You know, look, at 162, you're going to have a few clunkers in there. How many clunkers have we had? Any?
Maybe one.
Maybe the Friday game against the Yankees, maybe.
Yeah, when they lost 8-0.
The White Sox game where they were down 5-0 early, but then they fought back.
They fought all the way back, right.
And nearly won. So, like, you know, and the amount of guys that are playing is ridiculous, and they're all contributing, but one. I mean, is Florial really contributing consistently?
Well, you can give him credit for that one Yankees.
For the one game.
But he gave him a few starts this week in Boston. He got a few hits. Yes. He's contributing in a way. I mean, listen, he's not the only guy who's not contributing is Austin Hedges. Let's be honest. He's not hitting, but Austin Hedges has value.
Right. So, he does. And he gunned a guy out last night.
That's what I'm saying. Ruiz, who led the league in steals last year.
But I don't know how Vogt's doing it. Every day the lineup is different and every day it's working. Now, today, would I have left Bybee in to face Butler on that Lori Butler? Would I have kept him in to face him when he was at 93 pitches? Probably not. But like, that's a little.
He's learning.
Right. He is. But, you know, he's got Fry playing first someday. He's catches some. Arias all of a sudden is playing every day.
He's played Arias, I think, 6 straight games.
Yeah.
He's played second, short. Third. He's played in the outfield. He played center field this week in Boston.
It's crazy.
He put him in center field.
But they're all bought in. That's the thing. It's like the Lions with Dan Campbell. They're all bought in. They love what Vogt's doing. No one's bitching about playing time. At least we don't see it.
How can you bitch about playing time when everyone's getting at bats and they're 16-6? You know what I mean? Like
they won today. They won today without Jose. You gave him the full day off.
Yeah.
Which they needed to.
Yeah, and this is a good spot for him, playing Oakland at home, give him a day off. You know, you got 2 days in a row. This was an old Tito move with an off day on Monday, give him the double rest on Sunday. So I like it.
Who's the guy two rows behind you? I don't know if he's a regular or not. Older gentleman with his wife. He just bashes Jose nonstop.
I don't know.
Something. You don't know this guy?
Whoever it is. It's a rotating cast of characters around. Okay. Me, usually.
All right. Every like, time Jose came up last night, he's going, strikeout or pop up? Here it comes. Here it comes.
Come on.
And I go, shut up.
Anybody like, who gets on Jose's case, and then the guy like, who took over $100 million less to stay here.
I know. It's like, well, did he drive in a run in the first inning? Like, relax. And yes, he did end up striking out and popping out. But like, I wanted so badly for Jose to get a hit just to shut this guy up. It's like, are you really bashing Jose Ramirez?
What a dickhead.
Oh my gosh.
You know, hey, listen, Jose's going to have a statue here.
You know? Yes. I mean,
come on. He's going to end up in the Hall of Fame and he's going to have a statue here. And he took over $100 million less to stay here. I'm not bashing the guy.
No.
I'm sorry.
No.
Unless he like eats his, you know, turns into Carlos Baerga and parties his way out, which he won't, you know, parties his way and eats his way out of, you know, being a good baseball player. You know, I would come on. It's ridiculous. It's a stupid argument.
Then again, maybe one of us won't.
That's right.
Matt and Todd with you, Dairy Brothers Guardians cast. Guardians get the win today, 6-2 over the A's, sweeping out Oakland. Shayna's A's. Sorry, shout out to Shayna Priestler and Griffin. Saw both of them last night down at the ball yard. They love their A's. It's coming to an end.
Eric the actor's A's. So let's talk. Let's talk a little bit about your experience last night. It was unfortunately for me with my back the way it is, I couldn't see you, but. Tell us all about your 24 hours in the 216.
First of all, city looks great. Ballpark looks great. I stayed at the lovely and plush Hilton Garden Inn right down the street.
I didn't want to tell you when you told me that it's a little dumpy, but it looked
No, it was great.
Oh, what? Oh, really?
I got to be honest.
Okay.
I saw all of Matt Schumann's family and Mason Miller's family. A lot of A's, you know, get garb down there.
Yeah, well, it's right across the street from the park for the most part.
I love that. You know, I've never done that. I've never stayed down there and walked to the game.
No.
Walking to the game is the coolest thing ever.
Yeah.
Last time I walked to the game with in advance was unfortunately the worst night of our lives.
Right, when we had dinner at game 7.
We had early dinner and then walked over.
Yeah, but, at the 9, yeah.
I got to be honest. The park looks good. We went up to right field to the Pennant District.
Oh, you did? See, I haven't gone up there yet.
It's good. You saw the pics I sent you. For those are from way up top.
No, I know, but like I don't know. Listen.
I wanted to give it enough time. And that's shout good. Out to my wife whose idea it was last week. She's like, "Do you want to go to the game on Saturday?" I was like, "What?" But nice little bonding time. Needed it. You're wincing. I am so worried about you right now, man.
Well, like it just, you know, for those who are interested, I currently have a herniated disc in my back, L5-S1. And just standing here sometimes, I just get this shooting pain down my leg out of nowhere. And there's, you know, it's just nothing seems to be working. I got a bad feeling I'm going to be having some back surgery, but like, we'll see.
You're like Larry Bird at the end of his career when he had to lay on the floor.
Yeah. Well, listen, I stand and lay on the floor. That's all I do right now.
There you go.
Yeah.
But yeah, she wanted to go in. We made a weekend of or a night of it. And park looks great, man. Like I said, the Pennant District, we took the escalators up and walked around. We saw all the little posters, not posters, but you know, that we saw the pennants that are now up on the wall. It's going to be great. If you like have, and I sound like I'm going to be about to pull my best Bob DiBiasio right
show
now.
Boy.
You know, Bart Swain or one of those people that have been there for 80 years. But in all honesty, like if you have a party, if you want to have an event up there in upper deck right field, it's a great area, picnic area. They're going to have bars, they're going to have restaurants up there. Not all complete yet, but close. And seats are cool. And it's just all the pennants, the history up there too, with each year that we, you know,
didn't win a World Series.
I had to explain to my wife, I go, you know, the reason why the flags are gray for 20 and 48 because that's the last time we won. She's like, oh, won at all? I was like, yeah.
You know. Hey, nothing like the era of champions with no championship.
Right. But they did a good job with it. And I like that they have the thing over it so that if it's raining, you're covered.
Yeah.
They did a good job with it. It's cool. I got to be able to walk around. So many great now food choices there too.
Yes.
I'm not there like you are every game.
Andrew had some Dante's Inferno pizza at the game.
Yes.
Today, which is always good. They've definitely added some good stuff over the years. I mean, they just brought in, I don't know. Do you guys have Chula there? You know what Chula is?
No, we don't.
So it's like Indian food. Like it's like chicken tikka masala and stuff.
Oh,
they just added that this year. I'm a big Chula guy. Yeah. They got good stuff.
I gotta give the organization credit. The game presentation is great with the music, all the stuff. They don't overdo it on the scoreboard. It's not overdone. It's just enough of slappiness and fun, but also plenty of baseball. Slider's still on his A game. And
you know what that made me think of when you mentioned the scoreboard? Let's go back to 1995.
Yeah.
When they used to have Paul Sorrento and they put up the Italian flag and the bowl.
Bowl of pasta.
I mean, could you imagine if someone did that in 2024?
I know.
Hey, Sean Green for the Blue Jays is up. Let's put up an Israeli flag.
That's right.
And a bagel. I
mean, like, that's like Zach Geloff. He's Jewish.
Yeah. Do you think Max Schumann?
No, I don't.
Oh, he's not.
We did research on this during the game last night. Heather was looking it up on her phone.
Two N's. I was thinking Max with two N's.
Dude, when he hit that home run, all of his family, because they're all from
Portage. They showed it on TV. Yeah, they showed it on TV.
From Portage, Michigan, so they're not that far. And he played at Eastern. That was really kind of cool.
And there's definitely no Jewish people in Portage, Michigan.
Thank you. So, but yeah, so I mean,
we can say that.
Thoroughly,
I can say it. I'm
thoroughly
Jewish.
Enjoyed my time last night. Appreciated our man Steve for hooking me up with the tickets, your seats, but they're phenomenal. It's great. And and they played well.
Listen, I knew if you asked him, he would give them to you. So I had Fridays and Sundays. Friday night, I obviously, with the fact that I can't sit the great Jeremy Bilski and Campbell Bilski, his youngest, they got the dub. And then today, Andrew and Layla went. So it was good. Good times, man. Nothing but wins. We just keep winning. That's the bottom line. And you know, how was the crowd last night? It's hard to tell on TV.
I thought it was decent for a chilly night against the A's. You know, I thought it was all right. I know Cousin Steve was texting and going, we're all our fans, but
no one ever shows up to any ballpark except for the big, you know, in April for any team except for, you know, the usual.
I thought the energy in the park was good. I really, you know,
good.
I mean,
the fans that are there are into it. There's no doubt about it. I mean,
they are.
Listen, when we get to October, our building rocks, man. Our fans just, they know how to turn it on.
Yes.
Speaking of the seats, how would you enjoy those pads, baby?
Solid.
Padded seats are money.
You gotta remember, I'm 6'3", so not a lot of leg room.
That's true. I did think that there was a lack of leg room.
I would have enjoyed a little bit more of a leg room, but you know, we brought the blankets in. The guy asked me to open up the blanket. I had the old red, white, and blue Indians blanket from the 90s.
I gave Andrew and Layla today? I still have our plaid blankets from the Browns games from like 83.
Oh my
God. No joke. I still have them. I keep them for, I was keeping them for Browns games. I use them for Guardians games too when it's freezing, but I still have them. Those things are friggin' older than dirt, but they still work.
Yeah, they do.
They don't make blankets like that anymore. These things like would itch you if they were ever on your face, like you'd probably get a rash, but they're warm as hell. I'll tell you that.
Look, the pitching's been there and the thing we're not talking about, Todd, is we're kind of just messing around, but let's be honest, this bullpen has been lights out and no one expected this. We all said that was the big worry. Everybody from Zach to Terry Pluto to everybody, me and you, the executive producer, it's like, oh my gosh, what are we going to do about the bullpen? And they just put up zeros. You know, today's crew was
Laz Diaz crew. I mentioned that a few times on the broadcast.
Heron, Sandlin, Cade,
and that crew.
Classe. And then last night's crew was
Gattis, Barlow, and Classe.
Sandlin, Barlow, Gattis, and Classe. And so these guys are all pitching. It's funny. You're sitting here going, oh, Sam Hench has had a rehab stint down where it was in Akron or wherever.
Yeah.
Okay. If he comes back up, Sam Hench is ready at some point. Who's he replacing?
Well, you know who did not? I don't think Eli. Oh, Eli's on the injured list. I forgot. So they already got rid of the 1 week link. So I don't know. Well, right now they're carrying six starters still.
No, they're, well, they're no, not. They Curry's have, gone who's the new guy they just got from the Padres?
Yeah, the guy. He didn't pitch this weekend. No. Avila. Pedro yeah. Avila? Avila or Avila?
No clue.
Me neither. It's funny. Know, I know my NL ball, but text, and he goes, emergency podcast for the addition of Pedro Avila.
Wait, who texted you that?
Dr. Borland.
Oh, geez. Don't you know that
you're a grown up? I'm a grown up.
Me too.
Yep, me too. But you know, these days, being a grown up can really suck.
Luckily, we're grown ups who grew up in the coolest generation.
We had video arcades.
And also some of the best TV and movies ever made.
We lived the origin of awesome consumer electronics. The list goes on and on.
Yep, Generation X.
Exactly.
And we're Gen X Grown Up.
Every week, the Gen X Grown Up podcast explores media, tech, toys, games, and more from both yesterday and today.
Through the eyes of Generation Xers who absolutely love that stuff. You can find us on iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts.
Or find us on our website, GenXGrownUp.com. Life sucks as a grown-up. All right, you think that was good enough?
I hope so, man. I'm tired.
Who listens to a promo on a podcast and then goes and listens to a different podcast?
Right. I've never done it. Right.
Dr. Borland's he's the F1. He's the F1 man.
Yeah. Do you watch the Shanghai Grand Prix this morning?
No, but it was on. It was on this morning at the brunch establishment we went to.
I bet you can't guess who won.
Is it the same guy that always wins?
Yes.
What's his name?
Max Verstappen.
Oh, Verstappen. Yeah, he's always dominating. Who else?
But Lando Norris finished second, so P2 for Lando.
Who else was on the podium? Who was the third guy?
Checo. Red Bull, 1-3. It's annoying.
Brutal. But anyway, like I was saying, this bullpen Todd is getting it done, man. Like even last night, Barlow doesn't throw that hard, like in person, but like just mixing up his pitches. And I know it's the A's, but you got to get outs.
Mm-hmm.
And the starters, you know, Logan Allen, too many walks, too many pitches. Tanner Bibee, too many walks, too many pitches. Carrasco, my gosh, he's at 90 pitches after four innings. But the guys are picking these starters up. So when these starters start, I think they're going to get better. You know, Logan Allen's only in his second year. Bibee's only in his second year. Got to get Williams healthy. McKenzie, who knows? It's a total crapshoot. We started the other night going, oh, my God, he's going on the IL. This is a mess. Then he righted the ship. But yep. I'll be interested in seeing how this team plays this week against the Braves. That's the test.
Big time.
You know, you got to go to Atlanta next weekend. That is not going to be easy. So how are we going to handle that?
I don't know, but I can tell you this in regards to the bullpen. I swear, I feel like we've said this every single week, but like this Hunter Gaddis situation it's unbelievable. It's like they fell into a dominant setup, man. Again, this week, he was just awesome.
Yeah.
Every big spot he comes in, he's just mowing guys down. And it's the mentality. He doesn't look scared. He's pitching with such confidence. I mean, you remember 2 years ago when they brought him up against Oakland or Houston, and he looked like a deer in headlights out there. He looked terrified, and the pitching showed. This time you see a guy coming in and he looks like he wants to bite the batter's face off, and he's just all intensity out there. I love it. I do. I really love it. He's been so good. And even Class A, I mean, we haven't really talked about him that much, but you know, he's still not missing enough bats, but for the most part, other than the one blown save last Sunday against the Yankees, you know, he's been pretty good. He's not putting guys on. He's getting the outs. The stuff's still good. I don't understand how a guy who can throw that hard with a slider that good is not striking guys out. Why doesn't he miss more bats? I'm not going to say something seems off because this is who he is, but it's just, you know, it's a little strange. But, you know, Barlow was better this week. You know, he still, to me, puts too many guys on and he gets a little wild for my taste. But, you know, Heron's been terrific. Beattie's regressed a little bit, but he's doing a nice job. Like to your point, I just don't know when Henches comes back, who's going to go, but it's going to Cade Smith again was great today. Struck out two guys. It might have to be Cade Smith because he's got options right now. You know, I don't think Beattie has options, but I have to.
No, I don't think so either.
because I think he was an out of options guy who had to make the team. Heron definitely has options.
Yeah, but Taxon has ERA of 0.79.
Oh, he's been great. You can't send him down either.
Fantastic.
Listen, this is a good problem to have, obviously. Yeah. I wonder who's it going to be, and maybe somebody gets hurt. Who knows? But again, you can't also have an extra reliever. You know, that when they expanded the roster to 26 guys a couple years ago, it's 13 pitchers. You can't have more. Like, remember Tito sometimes was carrying like way more pitchers than position players. We'd have like a 3-man bench and he'd be carrying like 8 or 9 relievers. You can't do that anymore. So,
no.
You know, it'll be interesting to see what happens. But like I said, it's a very good problem to have.
We're brought to you by our friends at Rise and Grind Fitness. If you're looking for a fitness studio in Northeast Ohio, go to the corner of Woodmere and Chagrin and Brainerd. What did I say? Woodmere. Go to the corner. It's in Woodmere.
That's right.
Todd's the man there. Plain and simple.
Except I can't move, but I am the man there. That's
true. But you can still teach and stand, right?
Yeah.
There you go. What are you guys offering? What's going on?
What am I offering? Here's what I'm offering. If you
did the offer?
Yes, he did. If you come in and you say you're a listener or you call in to our studio at 216-765-0969, or you send us an email, info@riseandgrind.com, and that's RYZE, and you say, hey, I'm a listener of the pod. I'd like to collect on my free class. We'll hook you up, whether it is a bar class, whether it's a boot camp, a bike boot camp, yoga, interval strength training, cycle, you name it, we got it. Come check us out. Go to riseandgrind.com, R-Y-Z-E, and grind.com, and check out what we got. Or check us out at Rise and Grind Fitness on Instagram. Lots of videos there. It'll show you what we're all about. So come check us out there. And, you know, again, I'll hook you up. I will definitely take care of my P1 listeners. Speaking of which, memo to Zach Meisel, P1 listener. You haven't made your first appearance yet. Still waiting. Wow. Ken Carmen, P1 listener, where are you at? Come on, dog.
Geez.
I know Streetsboro's far, but you can get off at the Harvard exit.
Ken was just out at his alma mater, University of Akron, checking out their spring game. I mean, their spring game isn't on at noon on Fox like Michigan's, but hey,
maybe
at some point Akron will get that kind of love. But
Ken, did you enjoy Streetsboro to
Akron for some, you know, scrimmage? He can come to Rise and Grind Fitness.
I totally agree with you. So tell me, Deez, what's going on over at Breaking Tea right now? We got anything new coming up? When's the Cade Smith t-shirt, K-apostrophe-D? Can we get that going?
What I was thinking about? I was thinking about some sort of play off of the whole sketch, what's up, brother thing that Naylor does.
Someone's got to have like the jumping fist pump picture, you know?
Well, there's a cool new Jose Ramirez shirt with the number 11 and a red circle. It's a number circle Jose Ramirez shirt. And if you want a Thanks Tito shirt, thanking Terry Francona for his years of service.
And for retiring?
go to breakingtea.com/dairy, and it will take you to the Cleveland collection. They got everything. The Jose stuff, Naylor t-shirts,
Some Cavs gear for you for the playoffs, right?
Oh, yeah. Sure. Where's that? Hold on. I'm going to scroll down and look right now.
I'm still waiting on my Dean Wade t-shirt.
Dean Wade? That'd be pretty sweet.
The pride of Western Kansas.
That's true. Big Cavs win. But whatever you want gear-wise, go to Breaking Tea, breakingtheletter.com/dairy. And it takes you, like I said, right to the Cleveland collection. Be the first to wear the moment, as they say. So we do have to send them some stuff, maybe even Cousin Matt.
I got an idea for a t-shirt.
Yes.
And this can take us into our next segment after real quick. Check out Center for Advanced Dentistry, our good friends, the greatest dentist in American history, Dr. Ben Hornstein, and the soon to be greatest dentist in North America. After Dr. Ben, Dr. Sean Schlissel. Check them out, cfad.net, Center for Advanced Dentistry at Orange Place, right off of Chagrin Boulevard. They're the best. Check them out. I think the next t-shirt that needs to be made is an Extend Josh Naylor t-shirt.
Yes.
Can we get that man locked in long term? Speaking of locked in, this guy, if you put it in the zone, it's a hit.
Forget it. Every time they need a clutch hit. Last night, 3-2 game, need an at or 2-2 game after the A's had homered twice. Naylor hits a 2-run homer. Then again, 1-run game. Naylor delivers an RBI single. Today, 1-run game. Bases loaded. Delivers a 3-run double down the line against the lefty. And Tatis hit a 325 with an OPS of over 1,000. Come on now.
And you remember last year?
Doing everything.
You remember last year at the beginning of the season? He like started off like, you know, 4-for-30 against left, whatever it was. He was terrible.
He was a mess.
It doesn't matter anymore. But something clicked last year after that early season slump against lefties. But like today, you know, he faced, it was TJ McFarland was on the mound and they threw a pitch and it was out wide. Yeah. They threw a pitch and it was wide and he kind of chased it and they wanted to go back and got it down to 2 strikes. And they went back to that same pitch, and McFarland missed a spot. He put it right where Naylor could get it, and Naylor just, you know, delivered again. And he's not missing anything in the zone. And it's so funny because when he went deep last night, and he pounded the bat against his head and then spiked it. I mean, who doesn't love this man? And what's so great about it is he's so fiery on the field like that. He shows so much emotion. And then he comes off the field, and when you interview him, he's like mild-mannered.
Oh, yeah.
He's super chill. I love everything about him. And it's just imagine, I mean, listen, you know how much you and I love doing this together. And this is just, you know, a spec podcast about the Cleveland Guardians. And we have so much fun together. Imagine what it would be like if you and I were on a Major League Baseball team together, like Josh and Bo Naylor. This has to be so much fun for them.
It's amazing. And both of them are playing. Both of them starred. Both of them are key cogs in this thing. It was good to see Bo line a double today. And, you know, he's off to a slow start. But, you know, his brother's picking up the slack. And we talked about it earlier. I mean, Stephen Kwan could be the batting champion by the end of the season. They can't get him out. I mean, today he went 0-for-4
hits again Saturday.
You know, he's hitting 358, OPS 852. Andrés Giménez is back, 293, 740 OPS. That'll be over 800 soon. Naylor's OPS is 1,000. Fry today hit fourth, his OPS over 900. I mean, Jose is not even having a Jose-like year, but, like, this is what this team needed to be a year ago. We expected a little regression from 2022, but this team seems to have, as opposed to 2022, something different. There's something different about this group. There's more power, which is good. It's not great power, but Naylor is just, he's taken that step to the point where you're right. It's not just, oh, let's just extend him. No, do it. Keep him around.
Absolutely.
From an emotional standpoint, from everything that he brings and how clutch he is, he's got to be on this team long-term. Don't mess around with it.
And what's so great about this offense is they're delivering and they're scoring runs. And now have you noticed we have not been talking about when's Kyle Manzardo going to get here? Because right now they haven't needed him yet. So he's getting more seasoning down there in AAA. I know he's in the middle of a hot streak. He hit two, I believe, did he hit two homers last night?
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Hit two homers last night. He's in the current hot streak, but he started off a little slow. But they don't need him. Like, here, I'm not going to say, like, where would you play him? Because obviously he would, but he'd be taking, honestly, even he'd be taking the bats away from Fry.
Right.
He would be.
Vogt will find a way, you know?
Yep.
But think about it. Like I said before, they've won 7 of 8. In their wins, they've scored 8, 5, 10, 5, 10, 5, and 6.
And, that's incredible.
Did they ever do this last year?
I was going to say last year, every game was, we'd lose 4-1, 3-2. This is such a refreshing. It's just been so much fun to watch. Oh, I love it.
I mean, it's very early. A lot of season left. Haven't even reached the Sparky Anderson magical 40-game mark yet. But like 16-6, starting pitching could improve. Jose could improve. You know, Bo Naylor's off to a slow. There's things that can even get better, and that's what you love. And they seem to be having a lot of fun for this manager. Not saying they didn't last year, but we've talked about it. I think the Tito thing ran its course and got a little stale. And some of the newer coaches have done a really good job. And you can see it. You can see it on the field, the way they're playing. I mean, Tyler Freeman was thrown into center field to start a spring training. And last night threw a runner out. Friday night,
diving catch. Over, literally on the dead sprint, backhanded diving catch. I mean, that was incredible and looked like someone who had played center field his whole career, not just a few months.
Exactly.
And you know what else is great? Haven't seen one single at bat from Miles Straw this season, which you called last year.
It's refreshing.
Yeah.
It's definitely refreshing. Well, they got three games with the Red Sox, a little day off tomorrow, which would be nice. Class A needs that.
Let's get some pitching matchups, King. Yeah. Let's go.
You got Boston for three and then Atlanta next weekend.
All right, Atlanta.
What's up with Ags these days? He's still listening?
Of course.
All right.
He's still making listening. Sure. That's P1 style.
Just making sure.
Ags is the man. I text with Ags and Matt Grossman every day about games.
Holding it down?
That's good. Know it.
All right. I'm glad. All right. So we got, we got to face Tanner Houck again on Tuesday.
There's no way he could be as good as he was the last time out. And now they've seen him for a game. So that was the best pitch game I've seen this year by anybody.
I mean, he's pretty good. So is Crawford. Both those guys are pretty decent.
Yeah.
Ben Lively going to start Tuesday night. Are you going into these games or you're
I have the tickets for Tuesday, but again, until I can sit
day to day,
I will most likely be giving these tickets away until I can sit.
Shout out to Andrew for getting it done today.
Oh yeah.
Carlos Carrasco on Wednesday against undecided. And then, Thursday, the ace of the Reds. I mean, would you call Brian Bello the ace?
Well, he started opening day. I don't know if he's their best pitcher. Houck is probably their best
pitcher. Cutter Crawford's pitched well. How old's Bell? He's 24. He's pretty damn good.
He's young. They just gave him a 5-year contract extension and bought out some of the arbitration years.
Yeah. And then McKenzie pitches. So that's Thursday afternoon at 1:10. And then this weekend, you got Friday night, 7:20 in Atlanta. Logan Allen against Charlie Morton. Saturday night, primetime, 7:20, Tanner Bibee against something known as Darius Vines. Even I don't know who that is.
Never heard of him. You're NL only. You don't know Darius Vines?
I don't, but I'm going to see if I can add him to my squad because his ERA is under 2. My squad's bad. And then Sunday, Ben Lively again against, Reynaldo Lopez, the former Guardian reliever. Former
Guardian, great reliever. And he's starting and he's been really good for them.
Really good. ERA under 1. 2-0 with a .50 ERA. I wanted to keep him so bad.
Me too. But that wasn't ever in the cards. By the way, when we were in Atlanta, over break looking at schools, we went to that ballpark district that they have out there in Cobb County.
Yeah.
It's really sweet.
Is it?
And I'm hoping that's what Josh Harris is going to be trying to do. I just said Josh Harris. That's Blitzer's, David Blitzer's partner. Right. David Blitzer is going to do around the park because we were blown away by it. It was amazing. It was basically just this long stretch of restaurants and bars. And again, it's Atlanta, so it's different. And there were just a ton of people around. Music. It was cool. We were there on a Saturday night and the Braves were playing the Phillies and they had it open to the public to come in and watch the game on the big screen, which I thought was pretty cool on the scoreboard. But
I know he's saying eventually that's what they're going to do around Progressive Field.
Yeah. But
where are they going to put that? You got the cemetery down ninth. You got the,
You know where the parking garage is, where you can never get out?
Behind it? Yes.
I think they get rid of that and they build a different parking structure, maybe near that cemetery. I would imagine they're doing their best to buy up all the real estate over there. I mean, maybe you do it on Prospect, maybe you do something with Bolivar, right on Bolivar, right behind the big giant scoreboard.
Mikey, you know, will be there.
Yeah. But I think that they, and the other thing is, you know, where we park on that side of the stadium,
there's nothing over
there.
There's
nothing there except for that garage. And then
the BP that's been there forever.
Yeah. I mean, there's nothing at all. It's a parking garage and it's the gas station and there's really nothing
there. And the Hilton Garden Inn.
The HGI. That's right. So yeah, so I don't know, but Atlanta had it really cool, a really cool situation going on there, despite the fact that they built their park way out in the suburbs, which it's another topic for another day.
I know.
That's the executive producer loves that bit.
That's a Dan Gilbert bit as well. How dare you? You have to be downtown. Someone asked the Detroit Pistons, how's that working out?
The LCA?
It's fine. I mean, it's, you know, but when they were at the Palace, it was hopping. Anyway, all right. Well, Todd, I love the way the team is playing. The boys are really cruising.
And, well, the boys are.
Well, the boy. I mean, 4 in a row, 7 of 8. 7 series in the book, 6 series wins. This plus 52 run differential is the highest they've had in decades.
Best start since 1999.
Right. And again, let's, you know, Boston coming in, Red Sox just swept the Pirates. So maybe they're feeling good about themselves, feeling themselves. I love when people say that. And then, but then at Atlanta and at Houston after this. So want to say soft schedule? All right. Well, let's find out
what the thing is. You play who's in front of you.
Oh, yeah.
They could very easily be, you know, 12 and 12. So we'll take it.
Yes.
And we'd, you know, be happy at 12 and 12, probably.
We took 2 out of 3 from Seattle. I haven't even paid attention to what Seattle's doing. They're not horrible. Oh, 10 and 10. I don't know. I mean, you look at us and go, all right, 727 winning percentage.
Well, that's obviously not
the American League. Only the Braves have a better record than us. That's going to be some series next week, and that's going to be a battle of the Giants.
Future World Series preview?
God, I'm so happy right now. You have no idea how happy I am.
I do. Please, if anyone knows.
When we win, I'm in a different world, man.
It's like when they used to win on Sundays and Dad was all excited because the Sunday night shows would have the good highlights. Sports Sunday with Bob Stevens on Channel 5.
So good. I remember when I was interning and we would need some callers, so we would record Dad on the like Skies' voice. Oh, yeah, I have a question. Do you think Jose Mesa should be a starter or a reliever?
Oh, God.
So good. I'll hang up and listen. Oh, too good. All right, man.
Do you see anybody, by the way, other than Shayna and Griffin, do you see anybody else you knew down there? Luminaries?
What's that?
Any other luminaries?
No, it was luminary free. It was kind of nice.
Yeah, that's the one thing I do enjoy about going to Guardians games. I very rarely see people I know. Very rarely. Yeah, I feel like I'm in my own club. You know what I'm saying? Like solid. You go to, I don't go to Cavs games, but you go to Browns games, you run into people. I always run into people I know.
Oh, yeah.
Cavs games used to be like a
who's who.
Ugh. And I shouldn't say.
No names, please.
No.
All right. We're brought to you by Rise and Grind Fitness. It's RYZE, Rise and Grind Fitness. Breaking Tea t-shirts. And of course, our friends at the Center for Advanced Dentistry. Thanks to, Big Joe and the crew at waitingfornextyear.com and the Evergreen Podcast Network. Day off tomorrow, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Red Sox here, and then weekend in Atlanta.
And let me just say, happy Passover if you celebrate, to all of you who celebrate, and the guards did us a solid because I don't have to have the game on during Seder tomorrow. Let me just say one more thing. Did you enjoy when I was standing for the first half of the podcast or when I was laying on my side on the floor for the second part?
Oh, you poor
standing guy. In the lobby selling copies of my
album. Of your album. Hey, you're a warrior right now. I don't know.
As to quote the great PWD, I'm gutting it out. I shouldn't laugh. That's not nice.
But no, you're fine. I'm not doing any editing. This was good. This was, good to go, man. Just excited about how they're playing, and we got to keep it up. That's all, you know?
Yes, sir.
Just keep winning series. Keep taking 2 out of 3, and whether it was Oakland or whomever, Oakland Community College, doesn't matter. It's these are wins, Not easy to win a baseball game, as they say, but we are out of room and out of here.
History is complicated. The story of human progress is long, messy, and riddled with controversies big and small. On Conflicted, we dive headfirst into history's most infamous events and contentious figures. We try and untangle the good from the bad, the fact from the fiction, and the monsters from the misunderstood. Was Genghis Khan a murderous butcher or a civic pioneer? Did the Allied powers go too far in firebombing the German city of Dresden at the twilight of World War II? And how did the Marquis de Sade acquire such a sinister reputation? And was any of it true? These are just a few of the tough questions we wrestle with and investigate on Conflicted. So if you love history or just enjoy a good story, please join me, your host, Zach Cornwell, for a fascinating new topic each and every month. Conflicted, a history podcast, is available on Spotify, Apple, or wherever else you get your podcasts. I hope to see you soon.